Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 23rd. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 7.5 cents at 786 and a quarter. July wheat up 21 and a quarter cents at 1190. And July beans down 18 and a quarter cents at 1687. Wheat was the strongest thing here today, buoyed by the Russians rejecting grain export corridors. The UN proposed that. The Russians said unless the UN removes sanctions, they won't allow any grain export corridors. So that's certainly strengthened the wheat here this morning. The dollar finished down a penny point 07 down to 102.09. That's the lowest it's been in quite some time now. It's still got a long way to go before the dollar's going to get cheap enough really to pick up exports. We haven't been this low in basically a month. So it's still way too high to attract a lot of export business. The export inspections this morning were lousy on the wheat, 309, lousy on the beans, 576. But the corn was a decent number at 1.7. At one point during the day, the corn was lower on the day as the beans broke, but then the corn came storming back when the wheat didn't give it up, and the corn wound up 7.5 cents higher. We're waiting for the crop report. We're looking for 68% planted. It should be out here any second or by the time I'm off of this. The corn was supported by the weather. You know, it's still pretty iffy out there. Some people are saying we could lose more corn acres again to the beans because of the rally in the bean market. So it's been, the back and forth. Where the acre is going to come from. Some people think there'll be 2 more million corn acres. Some people think less. Here's the crop planting, 72% planted versus 79% on average. So we've caught up quite a bit. 50% of the beans planted versus 55%. That's pretty good. Wheat went up 1 percentage point to 28%. Good to excellent. And spring wheat is 49% planted versus 83%. So that's still way behind there. But the corn numbers bigger than what they expected, and it looks like we'll get the corn in without too much trouble. I would imagine corn would be lower on this tonight and in the morning. But soybeans, the weak inspections didn't help. They might be buoyed by the crop progress showing only 50% of the beans planted out here. They were looking for 53%. So they didn't quite get what they were looking for there. That could be a little bit friendly. But we're only 5% under the averages, so it's not too bad out here. Basically, I think we're going to get all the crops in that we want to get in. So, tomorrow I think maybe we'll see a little bit lower day out here. Really didn't see much else. The weather looks like it's been. We have spotty showers here and there. I think farmers will dance around the rain and get the rest of these crops planted. Certainly not by next week, but they'll be, I think probably at the averages by next week. And that next week we're going to have warm, dry weather throughout a lot of the country. And, we should be done sometime in the first week in June. Maybe a little late, but not too bad out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.